I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
With the devastation caused by Hurricane Ian in Florida and South Carolina, I want to update you on what we've done. I've directed that every possible action be taken to save lives and get help to survivors, because every single minute counts. It's not just a crisis for Florida. This is an American crisis. We're all in this together, and I've spoken to Governor DeSantis on multiple occasions, as well as this morning, and as well as mayors and county officials, both Republican and Democrat, from the places most affected. And I spoke with Governor McMaster of South Carolina this morning as well. Last night, I received a request for an emergency declaration from Governor McMaster, which I approved right away, just as I did for Florida. This allows for immediate federal funding for the state to shelter people and provide other essential support. And as you all know, the situation in Florida is far more devastating. We're just beginning to see the scale of that destruction. It's likely to rank among the worst of the nation's and the worst in the nation's history. You have all seen it on television, homes and property wiped out. It's going to take months, years to rebuild. And our hearts go out to all those folks whose lives have been absolutely devastated by this storm. America's heart is literally breaking just watching people watching on television. I just want the people of Florida to know we see what you're going through and we're with you. We're going to do everything we can for you. I say to the rest of Americans, just imagine yourself in that situation. Water rising, walls collapsing, streets turned literally into rivers. Charter boats on top of automobiles, watching the home and the community work so hard to establish, literally washed away. And folks across the country are now waiting to hear from parents and grandparents who live in Florida, just hoping and praying they're okay. At my direction, we pre-deployed the largest team of search and rescue experts in recent history. And the United States Coast Guard has been deployed as well. 6 fixed-wing aircraft, 18 rescue boats and crews, 16 rescue helicopters, which were in the air all day yesterday and are at it again today. Just this morning, I spoke personally with the Lieutenant Commander of the Coast Guard, Christopher Hooper, who is leading the search and rescue operation there. He emphasized this is one fight, everyone working together. Coast Guard, Defense Department, Customs and Border Patrol, Florida Fish and Wildlife, local officials. They're doing everything they can to rescue people. He said, Mr. President, we will not rest at night until we know they're safe and sound. He talked about how they rescued a 94-year-old woman who had the courage to be hoisted up onto a helicopter, the wind blowing, and as well as a one-month-old baby. Not at the same time, but a one-month-old baby as well, and so much in between. He also spoke to aviation survival. I also spoke to aviation survival second class, Zach Lesh, who described how difficult the decision is for people to leave everything and come to safety. I told him how proud of him I was and thanked him for all the work he and his Coasties are doing to save lives. I'm grateful for the brave women and men, federal, state, and local folks working so hard. They're all working as one team. Hear that from the governor as well as from the federal folks. In the past 24 hours, my administration has approved 4 more counties in Florida for individual disaster assistance, in addition to the 9 counties we had announced yesterday. And what that means is the federal government is covering every cost, 100% of the cost, to clear the massive debris left in the wake of the hurricane in these counties. And all needs to be cleared out for communities to begin the hard work of trying to get back on their feet. That declaration also means that we will cover all the extra costs for emergency personnel who are saving lives and providing for public safety. Because phone lines and internet might go out, FEMA is registering people directly, directly to be able to get help. They're setting up disaster recovery centers and shelters all across the state so we can get survivors registered for the help they need as quickly as they can possibly get it. And if you can't get to a center, we're sending out mobile teams into communities to meet people where they are. Getting the power back on is also critical. I want to recognize, and this is, I think, impressive, 44,000 utility workers and restoration personnel from 33 states and the District of Columbia who are working around the clock to help get power back on for millions of Floridians who have lost it. I've ordered more than 400 personnel from the Army Corps of Engineers to Florida with more than 250 generators to enable power supplies for key locations like hospitals and shelters. And last night, my Homeland Security Advisor met with electric sector leaders to ensure that they're coordinating with owners and operators of the grid so nothing will stand in the way of getting the power back on. Yesterday, I was briefed by the leaders of FEMA, the Coast Guard, the Army Corps of Engineers, and other organizations that are at the tip of the spear right now. I directed them to provide me with information on where housing and health facilities and power and cell service and other critical infrastructure has been most affected, so we can prioritize and focus our efforts and expand them where the help is needed the most. In addition to what we're doing in, for Florida and South Carolina, we remain focused on recovery efforts in Puerto Rico as well. And I will say it as long as we're going to stay with it and stay at it, as long as it takes. I spent a lot of time with people in the aftermath of disasters. I have immense gratitude for the first responders and emergency crews who always show up, no matter what. At times like these, Americans come together. They put aside politics. They put aside division, and we come together to help each other, because we know if it were us who just lost our homes or a loved one, we'd hope people would show up to help us as well.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.